Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It is a Friday and a Football Friday edition of the Daily Tip. And if you're looking for something fun to play this weekend, because I understand most of the time we try to back our plays with stats and numbers and science and sabermetrics. And it's a one play thing where, like, we say, hey, parlays are not the smartest plus EV bet, but sometimes you want to have fun. So this segment is for you guys. We're going to get to Double D's Degenerate Parlay, where it's basically just the entire college football slate, and he picks a side in every game, it feels like. And then we get to our squad parlay, where we combine college football and the NFL, and hopefully we win some big plus money. So, Jenks, it felt like a whole lot of nostalgia yesterday, because I mentioned I went to Blake's school, my daughter's elementary school, to eat, quote-unquote, Thanksgiving lunch with her on November 6th at 10:30 a.m., and I feel like as soon as you go in the lunchroom, I don't know if you remember the smell of, like, public school cafeteria.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be one of the worst smells of all time. Like, all I remember is that, like, when we were in elementary school, there were these, like, gross washcloths that were, like, sitting in this liquid. And after lunch, like, we all had the duty of, like, wiping down our own tables. And, like, to this day, it, like, makes me cringe because, like, the water was so disgusting and, like, the smell of the lunchroom. Because, like, the food itself wasn't that bad.
Right.
I don't know why it smells like this, but were you somebody who bought the school lunches? Because definitely got the ick from it. I brought my own lunch. I was like, all right, this pizza looks like it's been here for about 3 weeks. But were you a school lunch buyer when you were in school?
Oh, yeah. I ate school lunches almost until I was up until, like, I was a junior in high school, and then we would all go eat for lunch, like, because it was a small town. We either walked to lunch or someone with a car would take us somewhere, and we'd have a super cheap lunch. There was a place called Pam's Cafe, which was run by the mom and dad of our friend Chad, and so we go to Pam's and have, you know, a burger or a patty melt or just small town food that was super cheap. But for the most part, up until that point, I always ate in the cafeteria, always had a school lunch, had plenty of goulash and chocolate milk and all the other stuff they would serve. So, yeah, I did that forever.
I'm pretty sure they have the same exact trays. Like, I don't know if you remember the trays, like the compartment ones that are like the plastic ones.
Yep.
That's what they still use. And I remember the most disgusted I've ever been was seeing that the school serves chocolate milk in bags. Did your school do this? Where you had the plastic bags and you had to put, like, the straw through. I'm like, this is a travesty to milk. It belongs in a carton. That made me very mad.
D-Day says his school had McRibs. Real McRibs?
No.
Oh, they're little fake McRibs.
They were as real as the McDonald's ones.
I don't know.
I was given an allowance. I was given a monthly allowance for school lunches because my parents were always packed. But they're like, you're a growing boy. and you need to learn how to budget.
Okay.
So I wouldn't eat all the school lunches, but when they had like McRibs or they had like a little chicken fajita situation, like fajita with rice, not like an actual fajita. I didn't go that big of a school. But I would, the McRibs, your boy would pound them, and they were just as good as the ones at McDonald's. Just no onions. They didn't have
onions. Yeah, good. I don't like the onions. I always cut the onions. No, don't want the onions.
I feel like that made Jenks mad a little bit when Denton was like, there's just as good as the like McDonald's the ones.
Everybody tries to say, hey, here's a homemade McRib. I'm like, that's a barbecue sandwich. If you put a muck in front of it, that means you get it at McDonald's, not at home. Like, hey, have some McNuggets at home. Like, you mean nuggets?
Mm-mm.
Chicken nuggets? McNuggets come from McDonald's. So when people say, oh, I made a McRib, I'm like, no, you didn't. You made a barbecue sandwich.
I just want to stand up for the Freedom High School cafeteria. It was the same thing. It's not like that. I'm telling you about a pulled pork sandwich.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a pulled pork. It was the same kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Just no onions. Thank God.
I don't know. Still not the same thing. Like, did it have the same shape? Was it made in those molds?
Yeah. Yeah. It was literally the exact same thing. Same like, kind of run. It was everything. Because I was like you. I was a fan of the McRib, but I didn't have a car. So I couldn't go to McDonald's. And my parents didn't want me to go to McDonald's. But I would circumvent their wishes by getting the McRib at school to be like, hey, you know, I'm budgeting.
Like, hey, here's the Rib Witch. I'm like, fine. Not a McRib, though. I used to eat the Rib Witch. You know, you freeze them and then heat them up in the microwave. They're good, you know. It's not the same. Like, I had a fillet of fish at home. Did you?
Ew.
Yeah, I know. I don't know anyone loves the fillet of fish. I've never met a person who loves the fillet of fish. It's wild.
Well, I've never met a person that loves the McRib as much as you do. So you meet new people every day, Jack.
That's true. I'll die with the McRib. I'm going down in flames with the McRib. Always love the McRib. The few and the proud. Just like the Marines.
Okay, so... All right, last question before we get on to our parlays. Mm-hmm. Will you be serving McRibs at your wedding?
Oh, I would like to, but there's the... I have this fiancé, and she might not want... There's this thing I have. It's called the lovely Catherine. So as much as I might like to serve McRibs, I will...
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Defer to her and say, okay, maybe this is not the place for that. Maybe when we're done, we'll find a McDonald's and go for late night McRib, something like that.
Ah, it's not up to her standards, which, I mean, just have to be off the floor, you know, for McRibs to not be at your reception. But thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
Maybe you could get like some free McRibs because I know they love you over at McDonald's. Maybe you could get them sent for free if you're like, hey, we'll hawk this and we'll make some videos at our wedding. If not, you can just win a parlay and you can win all the money that you need for your wedding reception. Well, no matter where the college football action is this weekend, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use this parlay boost token at BetMGM to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. If you're going to be parlaying anyway, Use the boost over at BetMGM. All right, now it's time for the Double D Degenerate Parlay.
It's time to get crazy with Double D's College Football Degen Parlay.
So our guy Double D's not here this weekend. He is out of town, but he did send me this late into the night last night. So here are his picks, and this is a juicy one. He's going anti-Penn State. He Googled Kurt Cignetti's lane 14.5 with Indiana. He's taking the Mormons against Texas Tech, lane or taking the 10 with BYU. He's laying 7 with Texas A&M against Missouri. Oregon minus 6.5. He's taking Duke minus 9.5. He doesn't like Mario Cristobal, so he's taking the Orange of Syracuse. He's plus 28.5, laying 11.5 with Washington over Wisconsin. He's taken the fight in Bill Belichick's and Jordan Hudson's, laying 7.5 against Stanford. To be fair, Stanford's not very good. He's laying 6.5 with Virginia, taking the money line for Florida State at Clemson. That could be a very dangerous game if Clemson loses for one particular Dabo Sweeney. Laying 10.5 with Bama against LSU and taking UCLA on the money line. You throw in an odds boost token, and you get final odds of 246,178. A smooth $5 will pay $12,313.93. That'll get you some McRibs at the wedding, James.
Thank you, D-Day.
Yeah. And instead of spending that $5 on a McRib, put it on the parlay, and you'll have McRibs for a lifetime. There's got to be like some type of motivational quote in there. All right, now it's time for our squad parlay, where we all have a leg.
Ladies and gentlemen, adults of all ages, it's time for the show parlay.
All right, step right up and try your hand at some big plus money. So everybody in the crew is getting involved in this, where we each give a leg, and hopefully we can bring home some big plus money. Jinx, looks like you're going with college football here. What are we leading off with?
I'm just fading Colorado, and I will have more to say in the next segment or two. But, my God, the Buffs are a disaster right now. They're getting blown out by everyone. They're rotating quarterbacks. They're changing offensive play callers. Deion has no answer. Now they're going to Morgantown. Dude, this could be another disaster. West Virginia minus 6.5. I don't think it's going to be close.
All right. So next up for me, another game that we think is not going to be close is the Commanders and the Lions. But instead of playing a side here, I'm going to go with an anytime touchdown for Lions, Jahmyr Gibbs. It's a little juicy at minus 165, but this is a parlay. He has 7 total touchdowns this season. I like it that he can also catch touchdowns. And plus, the Commanders have been giving up all kinds of crooked numbers, giving up 38, 28, and 44 over their last 3 games. So I think there's going to be a lot of touchdowns in this game, and the total suggests that. Let's go Jahmyr Gibbs to score a touchdown. Up next, Kenny, you've got a play for us. What do you like?
Yeah, I'm taking the Vikings. We just saw Brian Flores put a ton of pressure on Jared Goff. I know Goff isn't Lamar Jackson, but Lamar's still recovering from the injury. On the other side, J.J. McCarthy, he's got a lot of work to work on and a lot to develop on, but we saw Kevin O'Connell coach him to 2 road wins. Now he's at home getting 4.5 against the Ravens team. I don't think he's completely back just yet.
We got to root for J.J. McCarthy and his persona of number 9. We'll do it for the squad parlay. All right, so David's pick for the parlay that he sent to us is Indiana laying 14.5 against Penn State. And Denton, you're the final leg. What is it?
I'm going to lay... First of all, are we just going to ignore the fact that Kenny is coming at us from a black and white film?
I know.
Is there a filter on there? He's straight out of the 1920s.
Film noir.
Right now. I mean, he looks good, but he is all black and white on here. Anyway, I'm going to lay Texas Tech, lay 10 with Texas Tech against BYU. I probably shouldn't be doing this. I've been burned a bunch of times going against BYU. It happened like 4 weeks in a row. Last year, where the books had these numbers against BYU, and I rode with the books, and then I lost money. But I'm going to think that 2025 is going to be a little bit different, so I'm going to take Texas Tech lane 10.
Love it.
All right. So there you have it. Here's the parlay for the folks at home. Laying 6.5 with West Virginia against Colorado. Jahmyr Gibbs to score a touchdown. Vikings plus 4.5 over the Ravens. Indiana laying the 14.5 against Penn State. And Texas Tech laying 10 against BYU. A $5 bet will get you $100.72. Total odds of just over 19-1. All right, time to stir the pot a little bit, gentlemen. Who's ruining the parlay?
I mean, it would be kind of funny if Double D going against his alma mater has Penn State win by like 14.
Right.
And it's the hook that ruins the parlay.
Possible.
That's the worst. So I feel that, but hopefully it's not the case because we got to win one of these. I hope we win it. So hopefully there is no leg of this parlay that ruins it for us. All right, hour three is next. Our big takeaways from a dud of a game on Thursday Night Football. Are the Broncos actually good? That's the question next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.